The defense ministry said Wednesday that Afghan military forces, backed up by NATO air support, killed the Taliban fighters during a two-day battle in Sangin, a town just south of Musakala. The Taliban were attempting a counterattack from Sangin after thousands of Afghan and NATO soldiers forced them to flee Musakala this week during several days of heavy fighting. Major Charles Anthony is deputy spokesman for the NATO-led International Security Assistance Forces in Afghanistan. He says even though the Taliban's counterattack failed, the area is not yet fully secure, and more fighting is likely.
We believe there will be continued pockets of resistance by Taliban in Musakala. We have met a few small pockets of resistance, but clearly the situation has stabilized for the most part. Clearly, most of the Taliban fled Musakala for other areas, including Sangin.
Musakala and Sangin are in Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand, which produces half the world's opium supply. The Taliban had controlled Musakala since February after British forces turned security over to local elders in a controversial deal that quickly fell apart. Musakala was the only major town controlled by the Taliban and was a center of heroin production. Its recovery is a symbolic victory for the still-developing Afghan army and for stretched NATO forces. But the Islamic militant group still controls other parts of Helmand and continues to launch guerrilla and suicide attacks. These have helped make this year the bloodiest in Afghanistan since the overthrow of the Taliban in 2001. An estimated 6,000 people have been killed in the last year of fighting. The offensive to take back Musakala began as British Prime Minister Gordon Brown visited Afghanistan last week. He promised more support for Afghan security and economic development. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates also visited Afghanistan last week. He told the U.S. Congress on Tuesday that a European envoy to Afghanistan would soon be appointed to oversee aid and reconstruction efforts. Gates said NATO should provide more troops in Afghanistan to deal with the rising violence. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen, also told Congress the U.S. military was stretched because of operations in Iraq. The U.S. has 26,000 troops in Afghanistan, and about half of them are part of NATO's 40,000-strong force. The U.S. has 160,000 soldiers in Iraq. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.